19 before 7 o'clock. Yeah, I don't mean nothing. All right, let me quickly blow through the lines here. Yeah? Maybe I can help that poor lady who felt abused. Oft times in love, you need a little abuse just so you can know what the good is. Remember that in life. Sometimes in love, you're in a bogus relationship. And as much as the pain of breaking it up, you know, kind of tears you apart, keep in mind, as the months go by, you'll wonder how you could ever have been in there in the first place. And you'll know what to avoid. Oftentimes, the pain is what makes us appreciate the good times. It's like people think they got it made when they have $10 million and they don't have to work. Problem I've noticed over the years in my dealings with the upper strata of society is that when you finally do get the $10 million, you don't have to work. Every day becomes the same. And unless you're really a strong-willed person, you tend to descend into booze or drugs or something. Because look, just imagine, if you could sleep late every day, it's no BFD to lie in bed. You know, you're bored. Like now, we go through hell, right? We work our 5 or 6 days, and when you have a day off, you lie there and you really bask in it. You know, it's so neat to be under those covers at 9 in the morning. You know, it's so neat just to be able to drive around the time you'd normally be working, man. But if you were lying there all day long, every day, be like, oh, geez, another day. What are we going to do today? I don't know. But on days when weeks when you go through hell, the weekend can roll, you don't have to have something to do. It's just nice just to stretch, cup of Java, read the newspaper, take a lingering constitutional as opposed to the hurried expulsions we must normally do. You know, it's nice. You look at the water pick and say, ah, to hell with it, it's Saturday, you know? So, oftentimes, while we kvetch about our living hell, it's our living hell that maintains our sanity.